Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceled roughly 1,800 flights over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. The mass cancellations came after its pilots asked a court to block the company's new COVID vaccine mandate. More than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday, according to Flight Aware Tracker. Southwest Pilots Union said the cancellations were not part of a planned labor demonstration. President Trump returned to Des Moines, Iowa to kick off his latest Save America rally. On Saturday, the 45th president highly criticized Joe Biden and his administration for mishandling a long list of issues the country has been facing for the past 9 months under Democrat leadership. The Afghanistan withdrawal to the border crisis, Trump told his supporters, "We're going to take America back." End quote. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, during a speech Sunday, said the country will not bow to pressure from her Chinese counterpart Xi. Taiwan celebrated its National Day on Sunday. China's communist leadership has sent approximately 150 fighter jets over Taiwanese airspace. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.